Friends, you are ready with the copyright agreement, cover letter, and all the related files in desired formats and the information. Now it is the time to submit it. Now let us discuss that submission types. The submission systems may be offline, semi-online, and online. Offline, however, gone are those days when we have to send our manuscript in hard copies by the surface mail to the journal's office. But still, there are journals which require hard copies of the manuscript. So if it is there, you are having all the files, print them, and send them with that cover letter to the journal. Then comes semi-online. You might be surprised, what is semi-online? We haven't heard this terminology. You know, I say that when you are submitting it just by the online, just by the email ID or through the email, it's kind of semi-online version. It means you are doing it online, but it's just it's not completely online platform. Okay? So what we are doing, we are sending all the files in as an attachment through email to the editor's email ID. However, this practice needs the perfection because it does not indicate where you are going wrong. While in the online submission system, the system itself pokes you that you have reached the limit of the word, that word limit you have reached, you have not filled this thing. Okay. So that's why the online systems are the very popular system nowadays, the third and most widely used system. Most of the journals are having their manuscript handling systems, especially with respect to the prestigious publishers like Elsevier, Springer, Ville, Taylor & Francis. All the journals, all the publishers have their own manuscript handling system. Handling system, why they call? Because authors as well as the reviewers use that platform. For submitting, authors use it, and for reviewing, reviewers use it. So what you have to do, register yourself in that manuscript handling system. By going through the submit manuscript link, you will be directed to register into that particular handling system with all your details as a lead author. So you will fill all your details, contact details, then your page will be created. So you will be directed to the dashboard of the journal's manuscript handling system. Then, first thing, type of article. You will choose whether it is an original research article, short communication, major review article or mini review article. You will tick. Then, title of your article. What will you do? You will paste. Please do remember, don't try to write in that manuscript handling system. However, it allows you, no problem. But writing directly on the manuscript handling system there might be some chances of mistakes. So what you do, keep your files open in your laptop or the computer and just copy paste the desired things on the manuscript handling system. So once you have pasted your title, go to the keywords, again paste the keywords in the desired number. Then there comes abstracts. So abstract is pasted. If you are reaching the limit or crossing the word limit, the system will indicate in the red that you are going above the limit. So it is better to see in advance what is the word limit, so that you need not to correct the thing at this moment, because then it will be cut or spliced in some wrong ways or in some wrong places that will lead to the disaster. I would like to remind you one thing, that keep on saving your work when you are filling it or pasting it into the manuscript handling system, if the system allows. And most of the system allow the saving the work. So in different setting, you can put the entries into the manuscript handling system. Now, once you have filled the abstract, the author details might be asked. Sometimes the author details are asked earlier, but anyway, you are having all the details. We have ensured in the checklist. So you will put one by one the author's detail in the order defined by you already. You will define who will be the first author, what will be the order, and obviously you are the corresponding author. So corresponding author will be marked there. You will have to tick there that you are the corresponding author. Okay. Or even if you can submit, you are submitting, you may assign some other person as the corresponding author. Some journal also allow more than one corresponding author. Okay. Next, after you have finished the author's details, they ask for suggested reviewers. Sometimes it is optional and sometimes it is mandatory. The number of suggested reviewers are generally 3 to 5, they ask. So suggested reviewers, we have already mentioned that they must not be associated with you and must not be from your institute. You have entered their details, their email IDs, institute, their expertise. After that, uploading file section comes. You have gone to save, next, then the uploading files. So what files you will upload? Number one, copyright agreement. So first, copyright agreement. The sequence may be differing from one platform to another platform. So don't worry. Then your cover page, you will upload the cover page, your title page, then your manuscript with or without author as desired by the journal. And then image files or infographics. Some journals require each of the image as a single file and the different files are uploaded. And some journals don't require the separate image files. You can put them in the Word file itself and then it's okay. Then you will click upload, sometimes all at once or sometimes for every entry you have to upload. For some journals, this is the final step, but some journals combine them in a one PDF, the system does automatically, and then allow you to have a preview of your submission. So see carefully the entire preview. Once you have gone through the preview, you have downloaded that preview in the PDF form and you have gone through it. And I suggest you to take the printout and see it carefully in the hard copy. And then, if you feel there is some problem, then again revise, go to the edit it, and again have a preview. And lastly, submit. So, dear friends, you have submitted your manuscript and you are quite relaxed now. We will discuss some of the remaining aspects in the next section.